Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Logan reaches second base with a double. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is walked intentionally. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton scores. Logan moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Braves. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer strikes out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mathews hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Ditmer hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3. Cubs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mixis hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Dittmer reaches second base with a double. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz moves to third. Lou Burdett now pitching. Ebba St. Clair now catching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kiner is walked intentionally. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. McCullough drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruton out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 3 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burdett. McCullough scores. Hacker moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hacker scores. Baumholtz scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hacker, and towards Mixis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow pinch hits for Jim Pendleton. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Thorpe now playing left field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 4 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mixis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hannebrink moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.